24th of October 2009. Good morning. A whole suite of six of the URLs this morning for you. First one is wyzo.com. Now, I've spoke about these guys before, but they've actually brought another version out. They seem to be quite aggressive with releases of this. They're calling it the media browser. They've got version 3 of it out now. What's different about this browser over other browsers like Safari and Firefox is this is based on the Firefox version 3, latest version of Firefox. As you know, most browsers have a nightly release, a development release that you're allowed to use as a source, and you can wrap various other stuff into it. What these guys have done, and why I'm giving them props and talking about them, is that they're based in, they're a small startup called Radical Software, and they're based in Jersey in the UK, so they're getting around a few little tax laws there, which is very nice. And they employ 10 coders working together on a bunch of software products, and I presume this is just one of them. What's nice about this browser, what they've done with it, and it keeps on, like I say, they're regularly bringing new versions of it out. Fire download accelerates regular HTTP downloads by up to 10 times, which is nice. Plugged in automatically in your browser. You know, you don't have to go download something like speed download. So that's nice. BitTorrent plugin called FireTorrent places the torrent downloads in the same window as normal downloads. Torrents with a single click. That's nice. Don't have to worry about another program loading up. It's all in the browser. It's got like a new start page system, which allows you to search a bunch of search engines, not just Google. And they've got a bunch of user experiences in there as well, including Call Iris, which is very smart, this 3D wall, Control Tab, and Fire gestures, which allow you to, you know, literally move the mouse in a certain way for it to do certain stuff. But definitely go check it out. If you are a heavy BitTorrent user, or you have somebody who's just getting into computers for the first time and you don't want to explain to them a variety of stuff like being able to have, you know, torrents and all that sort of stuff, grab the browser, set them up with it. It's got everything inside the browser so they can view it as a media wall, the 3D wall, like Call Iris. And yeah, it's a nice piece of software. I don't think it would ever change me from using Firefox. And I use Safari 4 a hell of a lot these days. I find it very, very fast. Next link today is over on Anska Mobile, ANSCAMobile.com. This is a development environment for the iPhone called Corona. And I'm seeing quite a lot of these being released at the moment. It seems to be a lot of companies that are taking an approach of building almost like a game engine or game developers system that the majority of people can use rather than a minority. And they're giving really easy access to, you know, the full power of the iPhone in terms of the accelerometer, the touch side of it, the camera, and everything else. And because of OpenGL ES, which is, I think that's only on the 3GS, you know, they're letting you get to the graphics side of it. And they're saying that Corona apps can run at an average of 30 frames a second. If you are basically getting into iPhone development for the first time, I think this is definitely one of those things that you should download and have a look at. They've got a early adopter release version 3, which is the SDK. There's various documentation and sample code for it. Next link today is spectives.com, spectives.com. Follow sites visually. Now, I really like this. It's very basic. The site needs some work in terms of the design. But what you've got is different collections of keywords. So you might have design, funny, gadgets, gossip. And then inside that, they've also got a subcategory. So like for the design one, it would design, designer, graphic design, furniture, and architecture. So when you click on that particular collection, what you get is a bunch of feeds that are pulled in from the web as a visual representation of the sites that they're following. So instead of it being a bunch of links to sites, it grabs the graphic from that site. So you've got this visual, very visual, you scroll down, oh, what's that? That's cool. Click on it, and it takes you through to the post, which is really nice, very simplistic, because people are very sort of clicky visual characters. They see something, and then they get drawn to it, and then they read the blog instead of the other way around. And I really like that. I don't know if they've got an API. They seem quite new. But I really like that approach of being able to drill down via tag to be able to get, you know, more content to do with that particular topic. Next link today is Worldometers, World Statistics Updated in Real Time. Now, I don't have the direct link for this. It's an hourly link from Hootsuite, OW.ly/ SJQ9. This is quite scary, and well, it just puts everything into perspective a little bit. You've got a world population counter, governments and economies, society and media, environment, food, water, energy, health, and there's just these clocks racing by, and it's just, you know, ultra scary to see some of these visualized like this. The energy one specifically stands out at me. They've got bits in there where it's oil pumped today and oil left in barrels, and then the amount of, you know, days to the end of oil. Go check that out. That's quite scary, but also at the same time wakes you up to the idea of, you know, the amount of stuff, of the amount of this stuff that we're using, you know, the amount of births this year, births today, deaths this year, deaths today. Hate to be morbid, but you just can't believe the amount of figures, these just figures just rolling by. Next link today, shorttext.com. This is becoming the de facto site I found for people to release or leak stuff onto the internet. What's nice about this, you don't have to have an account. It's very much fire and forget. So you could be using something like Tor or something completely anonymous, and you can either post a bunch of text, or you could link images or video, and you can allow people to comment on it, or you can make it private, and then it gives you a URL to where it is. They've got an API for it as well. So it's a really simple way that if you wanted to leak something on the internet, or you want to put something out there completely anonymously, without having to sign up, no email or anything like that, you can just drop it in. And like I said, I saw a lot of things being leaked out using short text. I think the list of voters for different parties, political parties, was done on short text. Finally, last link today, and I really like this site because it gives you an idea about how designers think of conversions. By conversions, I mean people clicking through on links and finding stuff out, finding out what works better for people to download software, or what's called call to actions. So when you go to a website, people look at certain areas on the website, they mouse over certain things, they might click on a particular subject. And what abtests.com does is they share what they've seen on particular sites and what certain call to actions actually affect the conversions. And by conversions, it could be somebody buying something, it could be something like the latest one, which is Firefox. They changed a simple bit of text on the button from, instead of try Firefox 3, to download now free, and they show, you know, the conversion rate of people actually clicking on it went up because of changing, you know, the text. And these call to actions are very, very similar across different kinds of site. You know, you can be suggestive in the way that you write text to get calls of action, to get people more motivated to click a certain area of the site. Really, really interesting how it works. And they've got a bunch of different tests from bingo card creators, you know, getting a 31% improvement, demo club 54% improvement on email newsletter. Just things for you to think about when you're creating bits of content, be it textual media, video, audio media. The way that you word it or the way that you package it sometimes can affect people's click-through rates. Really interesting site. That's it today. Thanks a lot. Cheers. See you tomorrow.